Welcome to the Disneyland with Kids podcast, where we help you plan your vacation in 30 minutes or less. If you are planning your Disneyland vacation, we suggest booking through our partners at Getaway Today, where you can get discount tickets, free hotel nights, and more. Be sure to check them out by going to disneylandwithkids.info/book. And now on to this week's show. Welcome to our special bonus episode of the Disneyland with Kids podcast, where we help you plan your Disneyland vacations in 30 minutes or less. I am Becca from This Crazy Adventure Called Life.
I'm Leslie from Trips with Tykes.
I'm Jessica from The Happiest Vlog on Earth.
And I'm Julie from Mom Rewritten.
All right, guys. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We are launching this bonus episode today on Christmas Day as our gift to our community. And I hope everyone is enjoying time with their families today. We just wanted to give you guys a little gift, a little bonus episode, and maybe talk about what our favorite things were that happened in 2019 at Disneyland Resort and what we're looking forward to the most in 2020. And of course, we have more in-depth episodes about everything that we talk about. And especially, we have an episode about looking forward to 2020 that you should go check out if you're interested to know what is coming up in the coming year at Disneyland. So let's dive in. A lot happened in 2019. A ton. So let's just start at the beginning of the year and talk about some of the things that happened. Maybe not the normal things, like we have Lunar New Year. We had, you know, Food and Wine Festival. But the first big thing that was different in 2019 was Project Stardust. And, you know, they did a lot of work in the park leading up to the opening of Galaxy's Edge. And I don't know, I've noticed a difference in the park with that project and the improvements that they did. What do you guys think? Do you like the improvements that they've done? What are your thoughts?
I totally agree. As someone who's on the last legs of my stroller use in the parks with my kids, like having a lot more curbs cut away and able to sort of maneuver that stroller much more quickly is great. And just having the crowd flow be more smooth is excellent. I mean, it was a little bit rough at the beginning of 2019, having all those construction walls. Disneyland wasn't very pretty, but we all knew that there would be payoff in the end. And yeah. I think we're seeing that now.
For sure. And Leslie, that's a great point. It wasn't very pretty and there was a lot of walls, but they also gave us an amazing discount at the beginning of the year on tickets because of that, which is great. That's nice that Disneyland was able to do that. You know, it was like $100 off tickets, which is unheard of. So I hope those that wanted to visit in 2019 were able to take advantage of that. So let's move on to the next big thing that happened. All of us were there for the launch of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And I'm pretty sure this is probably one of our favorite moments for all of us from 2019. So we're just going to kind of go around and say a little bit about our thoughts of Galaxy's Edge and what our favorite moment. I mean, there was so much that weekend, but what was our favorite moment during that opening? And we'll go ahead and start with Julie.
Well, I had such a great time hanging out with you guys in Galaxy's Edge. It was so much fun, you know, being able to enjoy all the food together. But I think my favorite part was going on the Millennium Falcon all together, being able to just ride that for the first time and the squeals, the squeals and excitement of being able to go on that ride together for the first time was fantastic.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Jessica, what was your favorite part?
Oh my gosh, just being there together was so amazing. We don't get together as often as people might think, the four of us co-owners of Disneyland with Kids. Within the last year, I think we've gotten together three times, if I'm remembering right. Like not in 2019, but within the last year. And it's always a ton of fun and it definitely gets me just having all the feels, but being inside Galaxy's Edge together, going to Oga's Cantina together on Millennium Falcon, like Julie said, and really just going into the land for the first time was breathtaking. Just, you know, we've talked about this so many times, what the Imagineers did in there, the looks alone were incredible. And I just remember walking in there the first time and really being blown away, and getting to share that experience with you guys was amazing. Another favorite part of mine from that weekend was us working together in Plaza Inn for hours on our laptops, getting out all the Star Wars content to you guys, our listeners and our readers on our websites. That was a unique experience that I don't know will ever happen again, but I could do that. I could work in Plaza Inn every day if I needed to.
I could too. That was a lot of fun. And it's great when you have others to collaborate with and to, you know, when we miss a little detail, there's someone else that probably picked it up and it was great. So Leslie, what was your favorite part of that weekend?
Yeah, that was my favorite part too. Jessica totally jumped the gun on me. But you know, I have to say, like, you know, folks think that our job is glamorous, just getting to go to Disney all the time. And it is, don't get me wrong, but it's a lot of hard work. I never work harder than I do when I'm at a Disney park, because I want to get all of that little detail that we can share with readers and listeners, like Jessica said, because it really matters to improve the quality of everyone's Disney vacation. And if I can like find that little nugget and share it, then the trip has been worth it for me. And yeah, definitely camped out at Plaza Inn with the laptops out was my favorite part. I mean, Galaxy's Edge was amazing, but as we know, there's still more coming in 2020 for Galaxy's Edge. So I'm waiting for that.
There is. Well, I'm going to chime in and just say that I'm a little shocked that nobody said that their favorite part was when we were all stuck on the Millennium Falcon together in the dark with me motion sick and every once in a while it moved just a little bit. You know, it was a interesting experience. We were stuck together for about 5 minutes in the dark there on the Millennium Falcon with two total strangers that were best friends with us by the end. But, you know, as strange as that was, one of the funnest parts of the weekend, just being in there together. And I think because it gave us a breather from all the work we were doing, it was kind of nice. Let's go on to some other things that happened in 2019. And let's start with the crowds, because if 2019 taught us anything, it's that we cannot predict crowds and that Disney knows how to manipulate crowds. We saw like record low crowds in the summer, and there's probably a few reasons for that. You know, Flex Pass, people avoiding the summer because of the opening of Galaxy's Edge. But what are your guys' takes on crowds? And go ahead and go into a little prediction of what you think we might see in 2020. So I know we don't like to do this very much because crowds, like we said, you can't predict them, but I want to see what everyone's thoughts are. So let's start with Jessica, because I can hear her rolling her eyes at me for asking that question.
I don't know. No, but let's have fun with it and make some predictions. I think people are going to get more comfortable coming back, as we've seen people come back because they were scared away when Galaxy's Edge opened. And then I think they're going to forget. And when Avengers Campus opens, they're not going to take it as seriously. And I think we'll still have high levels. I don't think we'll see a lull in that Avengers Campus opening. Certainly, it's not as big and as grand as Galaxy's Edge. But I think it will definitely impact crowds. And people will kind of forget that that's going to affect crowd levels. And I do think we're going to see big crowds surrounding the opening of Rise of the Resistance, but we still don't know how Disney's going to manipulate that, because that's a great word that you used. They have a lot of power in manipulating crowd levels, so we'll see.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think Disney got a lot of data out of 2019 about crowds, and I think they even got more tools in 2019 to control them, especially that Flex Pass, and that was released in May. So we're getting to the point where people who have been coming up for renewals on other annual passes maybe are switching to the Flex Pass, and Disney can sort of pull those crowd levers a lot more when more people have that Flex Pass. They can block people out. They can cap people that they can't do with necessarily the other annual passes. So I think Disney probably learned a lot of information in 2019. So I do expect crowd levels to be not as wildly fluctuating as they were in 2019. So I think that's really the takeaway message. But I do think that Avengers Campus will be busier than Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, because people are not going to be as spooked, because it wasn't the complete crush that we all were fearing would just wreck Disneyland. So, you know, so I guess if you're okay with busier crowds, maybe consider that Avengers Campus trip. And if you're not, maybe stay away a couple weeks.
Another thing about Avengers Campus and the crowds that I want to point out is in 2019, when Galaxy's Edge opened, Deluxe and Under were blocked from the Disneyland Resort during the summer, right? On weekends from the very beginning of the opening and then completely for the summer, but they were allowed into California Adventure. In 2020, they're still allowed into California Adventure during the summer. Once again, they've only blocked them from Disneyland. So they will be allowed into the land or into the park that has the new land. So that's, we don't expect that to keep them away from the new land like it did at Disneyland. Does that make sense? I hope so.
It does.
Julie, did you have any other thoughts about crowds?
You know, it was very eerie going. And as a local, I tend to go quite a bit. And I was able to go a few times during the summer and crowds were still considerably lighter than they are normally. I've been in summers in the past and they're usually pretty busy, but it was very strange. And I think a lot of things did come into play with that. You know, the Galaxy's Edge wasn't complete. And I think maybe a lot of people just delayed their trips in anticipation of Rise of the Resistance being open. And then also they were thought it was going to be just a madhouse. So they decided not to go. And I'm not sure that we'll ever see that again, as far as those low crowd levels like that. That was just kind of unprecedented, I believe. I really don't think that we're going to see that again. But I think that going into 2020, that crowd levels will start picking up, especially with the opening of the Avengers Campus.
I agree. So moving on to the other big new thing that happened in 2019 is Disney. We've been expecting it for a few years. And finally this year, they changed up the Halloween party and they moved it to California Adventure. And in fact, it became a whole new party. They just did away with Mickey's Halloween party. And we now have Oogie Boogie Bash, which is at California Adventure during the Halloween season. It's still a ticketed event where you have to have an extra, you know, ticket to get in at night, and they close the park to regular guests, but it had a lot of new offerings. We do have a full episode about Oogie Boogie Bash that you can check out, but let's just talk about what was everyone's favorite part of Oogie Boogie Bash, and do you prefer it over the old Halloween party? So let's go ahead and start with Julie.
Well, I never had a chance to go to the Mickey's Halloween party, so this was all new to me. But of course, I've done the research and I know it kind of what it was like before. And I really thought it was so much fun. We had a really great time. Of course, the parade was fantastic and the World of Color show was wonderful. And we just really enjoyed even just doing the trick-or-treating, which I know a lot of people even skip. I kind of divided my family in half and half of us went on rides and the other half went trick-or-treating. So I just had a great time with all of it. And of course, I tried to do all of it. Didn't quite get there, but yeah, it was a lot of fun trying.
So I thought it was an upgrade, and I'm always somebody who loves the Disneyland classics and kind of doesn't enjoy change at Disneyland. So I guess that's a big admission for me. I thought Oogie Boogie Bash was really, really well done. And I think it was a smart move to move it to California Adventure, where there's a little more room to maneuver with the crowds. My favorite part of Oogie Boogie Bash were the immersive treat trails with the characters that were sort of putting on a mini show. That was just really well done, weird and wonderful and kind of distinctly Californian. It made, you know, I also had a chance this year to go to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party at Disney World. So now I have the full comparison of all these different parties. And this made Oogie Boogie Bash is now Disneyland's own. It's California's own. It's something that's distinct from what the Disney World offering is now. So I really, really loved it.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I went last year to Mickey's Halloween party with Jessica, and this year I was at the first Oogie Boogie Bash along with Leslie and Julie, and I thought it was a huge upgrade. The only thing that I still find disappointing is the parade. I really wish they'd upgrade that parade. It's just so short, and I did notice, though, that compared to when it was at Disneyland, the spaces in between floats is shorter. Like, it still had spaces, and it felt like they were trying to make a 5-minute parade, a 20-minute parade. But at Disneyland, like, there are these huge gaps in between every single float, and they kind of tightened that up a bit. So that was nice because it made it so you could go get more in. Jessica, what were your impressions of Oogie Boogie Bash?
So I really like seeing it at California Adventure, because if you look at the whole of California Adventure and the different festivals that happen throughout the year, I think a Halloween event really fits in that park. And I also feel like it gives the separate personalities to Disneyland Park and California Adventure Park. And it just makes sense over at that park. Really loved seeing people's reactions to the new things that they have going on and how they really tried to get things for all different age groups over at Oogie Boogie Bash, beginning with the Trick and Treat show in Hollywoodland, and then, of course, things that older kids and adults would like as well.
So that was about all that was new. I mean, there were a few small things like the Lion King Festival and the After Dark parties. You know, we had a lot of those in 2019, but those were the major things happening in 2019. So let's move on to 2020, because I have three things specifically on my list I want to touch on, and I'm going to just list them all because none of us obviously have experienced them yet. And then we'll talk about what we're looking forward to on each one. Of course, the first thing to happen is probably the biggest, and that is January 17th. We will see Rise of the Resistance open at Disneyland Park. I know all of us have been following the Walt Disney World opening very closely and trying to guess what will be the same and what will change when it heads to Disneyland. And I know Jessica is planning to be there very shortly after it opens. After that, on February 28th, the Magic Happens Parade will launch at Disneyland, which is new. And we actually all will be at Disneyland that weekend, so we will make sure to cover that for you guys. And then the other big thing that's going to be new is, of course, Avengers Campus will open. So it'll be opening sometime in summer 2020. We do not have a specific date yet, but we are definitely watching for that. So Jessica, what are you most looking forward to in 2020?
I am looking forward to finding the perfect outfit to wear to Avengers Campus. And I kid you not, I have been shopping for it for at least 6 months now. And I haven't bought anything yet, but I'm still working on what I might wear to that. So in totality, Avengers Campus.
I have to say, you had some pretty killer outfits for the opening of Galaxy's Edge. You did really good. You and Julie both did.
Takes a lot of work.
So, Julie, what are you most looking forward to?
Well, I am not an Avengers watcher. In fact, I've probably only seen one or two of the movies, but I am excited about it. And I mean, any kind, there's new rides, that's exciting. But I have to say Rise of the Resistance, especially after watching some and hearing some of the reactions from the opening at Disney World. I'm really excited to experience that myself. I'm looking forward to going shortly after they open as well.
Leslie, what are you most looking forward to? You're kind of our thrill ride junkie, so I'm thinking it's at least going to be the land or the ride.
It's definitely Rise of the Resistance for me, but just because I'm waiting to see Galaxy's Edge complete. And I don't think Avengers Campus, I mean, it's opening in phases, so I don't think it's going to be like the big wow factor. You know, it's going to be like Galaxy's Edge was. We're all like, okay, it's good, but it's not done yet. We're ready to see it done. So I feel like the big opening for me is just seeing Galaxy's Edge complete and Rise of the Resistance. I have been really stalking Twitter, and I have a good friend who was there at the Disney World opening, and it just seems amazing. So can't wait for that.
And I think this is a good time to just mention that Leslie is on another podcast. It's Disney Deciphered, and they did cover that opening over on their podcast. So if you want to check it out, head over and do that.
Thanks for the plug. I appreciate it.
Of course. So the last, I'm the last one to answer, I guess. I am looking forward to Rise of the Resistance, but I'm a little nervous. You guys know I get motion sickness. So I'm a little nervous just because everyone says it's smooth, but everyone I've said say that is not someone who gets motion sickness. So I'm interested to find out. But me personally, I'm excited for Magic Happens, probably because I've seen the Coco float drawings. And Coco is my favorite Pixar movie. And so I'm really excited for that. I'm excited to see some of these newer characters brought in, and I'm sure they'll keep some of the older ones and the new technology that they're going to have with the floats. You know, I'm really excited to see that. It's been a long time since Disneyland has had an updated daytime parade. So I'm excited for that. And although it's not them bringing back Paint the Night, which is, you know, hashtag bring back Paint the Night, I'm really excited for it. I'm normally not a parade person. I was for Paint the Night, and I'm hoping that this one is one that I will feel is actually worth camping out for. So I'm excited to be there the weekend that it opens. All right. Well, that is everything we have for you guys, but I do want to end with our traditional would you rather. I kind of scoured our group. We asked our group members to submit these, but I didn't think there was one that really fit today's episode. So I made up my own. Now, if you were planning your 2020 vacation, gals, would you rather go before Avengers Campus opens or after Avengers Campus opens if you could only go one time? So this is a hard one for us because we all go multiple times a year. But if you had to choose, you could only go once, when would you go? So let's go ahead and start with Julie.
I think I'd go after. I want to go. I want to see it. I want to experience it. I want to write about it.
Yeah, I would say after as well, because we already know that Rise of the Resistance will be open and then something new in Avengers Campus, and you'll get to experience all those new things.
All right. Well, I'm going to be the contrarian. I'm going to say go before, because for me, you know, Avengers Campus isn't going to be done. So like maybe wait till it's done in a couple years. And so go now before the crowds are busy and also before the summer heat hits. I don't love going to Disneyland in the summer just because it is so hot. So, you know, a lot of folks are going to be hitting that in the summer. So, and in having to suffer through the heat and the long lines seems like a double whammy I don't want.
Yeah. You know, you almost made me change my answer, Leslie. That was a pretty good argument. That's what you get when you go up against a recovering lawyer. but I actually say after, but specific times, like go after Labor Day when those crowds are down because people have just started back school and they can't take that vacation quite yet. Go then where it's open. And then hopefully the only reason I'm saying then as well is because hopefully by then all the kinks will be worked out with Rise of the Resistance and how they're running lines and all of that kind of stuff. And then you can truly enjoy all of it and then plan to come back in a couple years when Avengers Campus is complete. So, and then come back in a couple years when Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is open and you can experience it all. So thank you guys so much. We hope you are having an amazing holiday. We hope that 2019 was wonderful for all of you. Be sure to come and join the Disney with Kids Facebook group when you're planning your 2020 vacations, and we will see you real soon. Our listeners report that they actually enjoyed the car drop-off line when they listened to this podcast. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to school they go. Be sure to hit subscribe.